Like an experienced surgeon's aide, Maldronigan intuited what Drea needed. He produced the Hat of Halfway Invisibility and placed it into her outstretched claws.
"Here, put it on," she said, offering the hat to Marco.
"Is it safe?" he asked. He set it down atop his head and hoped for the best.
"Well," said Drea, growing impatient, "go invisible. Half invisible, at least."
"I..." Marco stammered. "I wouldn't have to. Oh, I feel very strange." A ticklish feeling ran through Marco's insides, as though his blood had turned into feathers. The tickle became an itch that was too deep into his skin to scratch. The change in sensation caused Marco to look down at himself. He was horrified by what he saw, or rather didn't see, or rather only partly saw. Marco held his hands out before him. Between his fingers, he could see the sand dunes at his feet. Peering through his fingers, he could see the sand dunes at his feet, but the dunes were partly obscured, as though he were looking through tinted glass.
"By Condensa, I'm a walking ghost," Marco said, turning his hands over and over before his eyes.
Kirill gawked. Alexis laughed as though Marco was the funniest thing he'd seen all week.
"Calm down. It's perfectly harmless," Maldronigan said. "Now, a preliminary exercise is in order. As you know, you cannot make yourself fully invisible at once, but you can make any half of you wholly invisible. All you need do is concentrate on the half you wish to make disappear."
"What happens to the other half?"
"It turns into a swarm of butterflies," Maldronigan said flatly.
Marco emitted something approximating a squawk, so flabbergasted was he that words escaped him.
"Enough, you two," Drea cut in. "Marco, focus."
Marco nodded.
All right, okay. Upper body, go invisible."
From the waist up, Marco faded completely from view, just as his lower torso grew solidly opaque. Barclay's heavy brow dropped like a guillotine.
"That is in poor taste."
"Where am I?" Marco said, waving his hands before his face. Only he was not terribly sure he was waving his hands before his face, as he could no longer see them. And assuming he could, he would not know where his face was, even if he had a mirror.
"You're still right here, Marco," Drea said.
"What parts of you we can see, at least?"
Kirill snickered.
"Where am I? Oh, my legs!"
Marco shrieked, glancing down to see his legs standing around all by themselves.
"Calm down," Maldronigan said. "It is merely an illusion. Just because you cannot see yourself does not mean you are not still there."
"Easy for you to say. I see you, so you're clearly there. I can't see myself."
"Then prove to yourself that you are still here. Make your other half vanish."
Marco swallowed hard. The sound came seemingly from nowhere.
"Okay. Legs? If you can hear me, go invisible."
Opacity flowed upward, emptying out of Marco's legs to fill his upper torso. Marco flung his hands over his head, then groped at where he figured his legs would be. That his palms slapped against the invisible mass supporting his weight was only slightly reassuring. Alexis laughed himself to tears.
"A respectable performance for a neophyte," Maldronigan said. "Now, do it without speaking aloud. The hat hears your thoughts. And try something interesting, would you? Isolate an arm or your head, if you please."
The thought of running around with his head gone sent a chill down Marco's spine. Where the chill went once it crossed below his waistline and into invisibility was anybody's guess. Without the presence of mind to keep focused, Marco became a strobe of pulsating, appearing, disappearing limbs. Alexis fell to the sand, clutching his sides, breathless laughter wheezing out his mouth. It took Marco conscious mental effort to stop the random flickering of his body parts and revert to whole body, half invisibility.
"I think I'm starting to get the hang of this."
"Good," said Drea. "Go quickly and deliver the message."
"And then?"
"And then stay put. The palace is fortified. You will be safe there.